Hello. So it's 10:28. This is the last Scotland episode. I just realized that because it's Friday. It's Saturday and Sunday. I'm not going to record. And then Monday I'm leaving. So I'm taking that day off. Because my flight's like kind of early. And I just decided no Monday episode. So this is the last Scotland episode. I mean, does that make any difference to anybody? Has it been remarkably different? If anything, I've been doing less since I've been, well, like I've been doing more work, but it's like I get up, I do the same thing every day. Last night we were going to go out and then we didn't. That was the big, I did my show to an audience that I don't know that they enjoyed it. I would say I don't think they did. But why say that? Just because of the reaction. I'd say they enjoyed it. They stayed. All right. So I did that, and then someone keeps slamming. We're like on the front. Someone keeps slamming the front fucking door. The neighbors here are a little odd. We're like in this apartment complex, and I feel like somebody keeps propping the door open. That I don't like, and now they're right outside the window, but I have the curtains drawn, and somebody had a barbecue out in the common area and just left trash, and then somebody put up a sign because they were mad about it. Too much drama. Glad we're moving back to New York City, where we are the neighbors people complain about. At least our neighbor, who has asked us, had to leave multiple notes for us to turn down our television. Man, I just keep watching that Great British Bake Off. That's been my big thing here is eating terrible food. Well, that it's good food, but it's bad for me. And then watching the Great British Bake Off. Oh, I got a tweet from Pietro. He asked a question. What's the air quality like in Scotland compared to NYC? Well, I think it's cleaner here, I guess. Everything seems like cleaner or whatever here. Like the food seems like it's like higher, like standard quality, and like they don't put as much bullshit in. And the air seems cleaner. I don't, they all have small cars. The city isn't as nearly as big as New York. And yeah, they have the, and everybody drives stick. And I don't understand why that is. I haven't asked. It seems dumb. Because there's a lot of hills. And I had a car that I drove a stick for like a while, years ago, and I fucking hated it. And I was so, it's like I got used to it, but when I went back to it automatically, like, oh, yeah, why do I need a job while I'm driving when we have solved this? That's like a weird thing where people act like it's more masculine to drive a stick shift. And it's like, stop trying to. It's not. Why is it masculine to just do needless work? There's no reason. The car can do it itself perfectly. I've never driven an automatic vehicle and then said, you know what? I need to take this into my own hands. This car does not know what it's doing. It went into third? What are you, stupid automatic transmission? And then here, everybody's stalling out. No one wants to stop at lights. Because they don't want to have to fucking, you know, they don't want to have to start from a dead stop. It's, I don't know why, maybe automatic transmissions are very expensive here or something. I guess we'll look at the news. and I gotta go do some laundry, cause all my clothes like stink, and well, that's why you do laundry. Why am I telling you? John Lennon's killer denied parole for 10th time. Well, yeah, you don't let John Lennon's killer out. Why he would get you? Why is he even getting a parole hearing? He killed John Lennon. No surprise this guy's still alive. I guess there's not a lot of Beatles fans in his cell block. Well, I guess you would have, at this point, if you go to jail, and you, if I met John Lennon's murder, I'm not like a huge Beatles fan, but I'd be like, man, that's fucked up. Why'd you do that shit? But I don't know if I'd try to shank him, you know, or anything like that. Because it's like, what, are you going to do that for every murderer in there? There's a lot of murderers. So just because you, yeah, I don't know if you hear that, the door slamming, but it's very loud. And I don't know why they don't more gingerly, would that be the right word? Close it. All right, good for the parole board, I suppose. That's going to get me mad. I don't want to read that. Oh, Manhattan DA eyes criminal charges against Trump Organization. Well, that's good news. I'm not going to talk more about that. There's a lot of Trump stuff in this news. I think I'm getting some sort of cold. I feel very stuffy. Which, that's not good for me to do a show. I have two more shows left. I will soldier on. Where's a nod? Flesh-eating STD reported in UK for first time. Oh, boy. Well, now I'm really glad I'm getting out of here. Not that I'm having any kind of casual sex or anything, but I don't want to see anybody with the flesh-eating disease. That sounds gross. You know, I think that's where you start to say, okay, I'm going to start wearing a condom. Flesh-eating disease? It's walking around like a zombie. Secret tunnel discovered under old KFC building in Arizona was used for smuggling drugs. Oh, it's like, it's just like Breaking Bad. Well, he didn't have, but you know, he had ran a chicken restaurant in New Mexico, which is there a difference between Arizona and New Mexico, really? They look exactly alike, right? It's just desert. Well, I guess whoever was running this KFC had a good thing going. They got a tunnel dug out, smuggling drugs out of the KFC. That's convenient, you know, because you get like a nice family meal at a decent price, and then you get your drugs. Just, you know, I've said a million times, but just sell the drugs. Just legalize all the drugs. Even crack, yes. Gives a what? Just legalize the fucking shit. I mean, I don't know. I don't think people should be smoking crack. I'm not saying that. Or, are they not? I know so many people that do cocaine, and I've done cocaine. All of a sudden, I'm like, nobody should do cocaine. So lame. See, one more story that I've done. I want to, Papa John's XL founder launches SavePapaJohns.com. This guy, what, how badly do you, just take your money, move on. There's plenty of places where you could go and everybody would be like, that was fucked up. We're on your side, Papa John. You don't have to buy another drink in this bar. We all think that you're the best. You made the best pizza. And then you said the N-word at a board meeting. Oh, Jesus Christ. Another one for Papa John on me. You're Papa John to us. Now we order Domino's. Now he's launching a website to say to get his company back. Okay. Well, I hope you don't succeed, Papa John. I think you're not a good person. All right. That's it. I'll see you back in America, where I belong. So have a good weekend, and no show Monday. We love you.